You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Secretary of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, Ben Carson, spent some time in the Treasure Valley last week, calling Idaho a great place to live. During his visit, he spent time with citizens and with some of our state lawmakers. Idaho Senator Sheree Buckner-Webb did have an opportunity to speak with Secretary Carson, and she was able to make some comments as well. And she said, Idaho is in the midst of a housing crisis. Senator Buckner-Webb is joining us live in studio to talk more about that visit, but also the crisis we're facing. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So during your remarks to an event where Secretary Carson attended, you said that not only is Idaho experiencing a housing crisis, Idaho's housing market stress level index is ranked as severe.
Severe.
So the highest category of housing distress by the organization Up for Growth Action said
Correct.
That. So talk to us about that and what this means.
You know, it has so many ramifications. It's not only homelessness mm-hmm. from those who have not had a home for a period of time and are unable to locate one, but for young families not being able to find one and afford it, for senior citizens not being able to remain in their homes who have owned homes for a long, long time. And there's just a shortage of any available housing. I mean, the percentage increase in housing has gone up 13.4% in Boise and Ada County. That's one of the highest in the nation.
That's well,
good news for owners, bad news for folks that need a home.
Right. And you also went on to say in your remarks that just in the Boise metro area alone, that household and job growth exceeds housing availability. And that has a ramification, of course.
Yes.
On low-income families. They
Absolutely.
Are hit the hardest.
And even we're trying to put the homeless folks into find housing for them. We have so many organizations that are trying to help with that. There's just no inventory. And so the length of times that young families are homeless is frightening. It's really frightening.
So how does Secretary Carson react to this news? I mean, in particular, this when we say that, you know, our housing market stress is ranked as severe. How did he respond to this?
He was in agreement. He realized, I mean, he was well-versed when he arrived here, and he'd been talking with Gerald, I can't remember his last name at this minute, from the Housing Authority, Idaho Housing, and actually, and Senator Crapo spoke eloquently about what the needs of our state are. And he said, it's a hard thing. One of the things that he talked about is the not in my backyard. He went to look at a housing complex that had been put together in Caldwell, and it was with some of those new...
the multifamily.
And they were... what do they call them?
Well, they're usually more like apartments, correct, and things like that?
Well, there's
that.
The apartment, but there's also the transportation. I can't remember what they're calling them. Modular homes, and they were building them, and they're in a certain neighborhood, and they were putting two and three together. Some of them are up to four-bedroom units, those kinds of things, but they are not the traditional single-family dwelling that Idahoans look for. So we're doing high-density building mm-hmm. when we can, and when we can get the infrastructure, the money to do it, the shipping containers, that's what I'm trying to say, the shipping containers, that's what I knew what that was. But when you look at them, you don't think of that. You don't
right.
think of it. They're really fine looking and all that. But we know that in Idaho, people like a single family dwelling. We're having a lot of trouble with people dealing with high density housing, and that's what's needed to be able to accommodate the people in the state of Idaho. And we're just hard hit. We're having to do things differently. Mm-hmm. And one of the things the good secretary talked about, we've got to get over the not invented here or not in my neighborhood, not in my backyard,
you know,
not going to look the same as it has in the past.
That's an interesting comment that he made, because back about 6 to 7 months ago, we talked with a mayoral forum with all of the sitting mayors of the larger cities in the Treasure Valley. And Mayor Tammy DeVere of Meridian made the comment that she said, everyone says we need more housing. And everyone says, you know, they're in agreement with that. But yet they do not want to see an apartment complex go up in their backyard.
I mean,
and she frankly said, you need to get over it.
We have to be responsible to the citizens of our communities, not some citizens, but all citizens. And sadly, the housing trust fund that the legislature enacted in the 1990s has not been funded. We need every resource possible so that we can get adequate housing for our people.
Okay, so talk about that, because in your remarks, too, you talked about the fact that federal funding for housing has been dwindling over the years. I mean, we can look at even what the city of Boise got back in the 70s versus what we have now. There was more money coming in when we had less population, when there were less people. What did Secretary Carson say about that?
He says that he's working diligently to make it more affordable for us to get. It was Senator Crapo that talked about making more funds available, and that in congressionally, that he's got some things going on, that the Banking Committee in Congress is working to reform housing finance laws. That's helpful. We need help from the Secretary to make sure some of this comes to fruition. We need the state involvement. We need the city's involvement. Idaho Housing has been a phenomenal partner, but our funding is just not enough. We need that collaboration between federal, state, and city, anything we can do to get housing available. And we also need to reframe our idea of what a neighborhood looks like. And a neighborhood is inclusive. One of the things about neighborhoods we like is we care for each other, neighbors, friends, and others. And so maybe the houses won't look alike, but we can take care of them in loving and be an encouraging community that builds for all of us.
Do you think that we are in a place in the Treasure Valley in Idaho that we can actually fix this problem, or are we too far down the road? I mean, are things becoming just too expensive? How do we rein this in?
They are very expensive, and I'm not sure what the answer is, but I do know that we're responsible, we're accountable, and we're obligated to take action. There's no choice. We must take action, and we must be accountable to our constituencies, to the people that live in our neighborhoods, in our state, not just in Boise, not just in Ada, not just in Canyon. Northern Idaho is suffering dearly also. Mm-hmm. We have to make some good decisions that get that situation taken into consideration and fixed.
And by fixed, both sides coming together.
Many sides coming together.
And are you seeing that within not just our, state legislature, but with Secretary Carson coming here? It sounds like he understood the issues that you were talking about.
I think he very much understood the issues. He talked with some folks in Caldwell. I think it was at the Endwell facility over there about, the shipping containers and looking at multiple solutions to the problem. That has to happen. We can't have people talking about, oh, I don't want to see homeless people on the street. Oh, why are they doing this? It's not the other. It's about us. We're accountable. So if we want to fix that problem, we've got to find housing that's safe and affordable, and that we're going to have to sacrifice a little bit to get it done.
I want to thank you so much for coming in today and talking about this. An important conversation to be having, and we need to be having it.
Thank you.
Our guest today, Idaho Senator Sheree Buckner-Webb. Up next, swimming the Boise River from start to finish. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.